AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. After a whirlwind day in Washington, D.C., Pope Francis is delivering the evening prayers at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. He offered condolences to those who lost loved ones during the Hajj in Saudi Arabia.
Jackie, it was, but there were thousands of people watching him. The Pope was driven from a helicopter to a Fifth Avenue spot a few blocks from St. Patrick's Cathedral, where he boarded a Pope Mobile and received those cheers. They'd waited hours for a glimpse inside. The ovation continued in a packed cathedral. The Pope addressed his remarks in Spanish to the men and women of the church. Generous gratitude and hard work, he said, bear rich fruit for the life of the church. Then, speaking English, he blessed the cathedral, which has just completed a $177 million renewal. Vesper service is just now wrapping up. Jackie?
We're in the evening prayers in New York, followed a very busy 2 days in Washington, D.C., including today's historic address to Congress, which focused on immigration, the sanctity of life, and climate control. In Seattle, four people have died after a tour bus and a duck boat collided head-on. It happened on the Aurora Bridge. This witness says it was a bad scene.
It all happened so fast. I didn't really get a chance to see so much. So I got out of my car and there were just bodies just everywhere. Just people laying in the street.
Dozens of people were injured. 12 of them are critical. The Dalai Lama is visiting the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota today for a medical evaluation. No details have been released, but the 80-year-old spiritual leader has made regular visits there in past years. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower in Thursday trading. There seemed to be some jitters about the global economic growth. This is AP Radio News. More than a dozen women who received a metallic birth control implant are urging health regulators to pull that device from the market. We get details from Violet Ikonomova.
A federal panel has been hearing stories from women who say the device left them in debilitating pain. Esher is billed as the only non-surgical option for permanent birth control and is made of metal coils that go into the fallopian tubes to create scar tissue that will eventually block sperm. The product's label warns of pelvic pain and bleeding right after the procedure. But many women say the problems persist, and in some cases get so bad the device has to be surgically removed. Esher's been on the market for over 10 years, but since 2013, the FDA has received thousands of complaints about it. Violet Ikonomova, Washington.
Charleston officials are distributing $2.5 million from donations that poured into the city after the church shooting at Emmanuel AME Church. Most goes to the families. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.